Good morning, everyone. This microphone really works. Welcome to IMFAR 2016. I'm so glad to have you all here this morning. I'm Rebecca Landa. I'm the meeting chair this year. And I want to thank the IMFAR meeting committee. These are the people who helped put together the pre-conference yesterday, which was an enormous success. Yesterday at the local pre-conference, we were filled to capacity, over 300 people. And at this meeting, the main meeting, right now there are over 1,900 people who pre-registered. There have been more registrations on site, so I was told this morning that this is the largest IMFAR meeting ever. And that's good for the future of IMFAR. Just keep growing like that. And that we have over 40 countries represented. So when we say international meeting for autism research, we really mean it. We want to get the word out to people about the meeting and the scientific findings that are emerging. So this Twitter is a little different than what's in the conference book. So if you could please look at this and just use it. It's at IMFAR 2016. So use that. And also like us on Facebook. We just want to get as much publicity as possible. And I'd like to introduce now the program co-chairs, Dr. Stuart Masofsky and Dr. Danny Fallon. And Stuart's going to take the podium.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Dr. Landa. I call her Becky. I've known Dr. Landa for over 20 years. So this is kind of a wow moment for us a bit, more than a bit. It's been a really tremendous pleasure working with her and knowing her, and will continue to be, and certainly working in this capacity as well. First of all, look, I'm wearing a tie, so this must be a special event for those of you who know me and know how I like to dress and prefer to dress. But this is really truly an honor to have served as scientific co-chair. It has been a special pleasure to work with Dr. Danny Fallon, my co-chair partner. She really put her mind and heart into this, and I think that that's strongly reflected in the scientific program, beginning with today's keynote address. So thank you, Danny. So this meeting, let me see his slides. There we go. This meeting brings together two of my particular passions. One of them is autism research, including the IMFAR meeting, and the other is the city of Baltimore. So as a child growing up in the New York City area, I remember taking trips with my family down I-95 to D.C. or to Florida, and I remember passing Baltimore and driving past Baltimore and thinking to myself, I don't think I ever want to live there. And sure enough, as things happen, 1995, many years later, I moved here, and I have been thrilled to be here ever since. I don't think this is any place I ever otherwise want to live. The city is great, as are the people here. This slide shows the Inner Harbor. This is usually the thing depicted for Baltimore, and the Inner Harbor is nice. I encourage you to walk around. It's not generally the part of Baltimore I and many Baltimoreans choose to spend time in, but it is nice. But I do encourage you to venture outside of the zone of the Inner Harbor. For instance, go to Hamden. Everybody loves Hamden. It's a fun place. John Waters, all that. And, you know, if you're in Hamden, maybe stop by the Truvine Record Shop. Really great place. You won't regret it. That is Martin Schmidt of Matmos Electronic Experimental Music fame, for those of you, those electronic experimental geeks out there. So the other passion, IMFAR. So I first attended this meeting 13 years ago, the second annual meeting, so I think I'm getting my math right. The first two were in San Diego, and I was in that, went to that second one in San Diego. This is the one scientific meeting that I have attended year in, year out, every year of my scientific career. I went to that first meeting as a fellow, and here I am now as a senior. But the reason I love this meeting so much is that it offers an extraordinary opportunity to bring together the greatest minds at all levels, from students through senior faculty, and across a wide range of disciplines, to come together and exchange ideas focused on addressing questions and solving problems for individuals with autism and their families. This year is certainly no exception. With the help of a scientific program committee shown here, comprised of leaders in their respective fields, we included scientific presentations across 20 topics. The committee members were absolutely crucial and central to ensuring that the science at this meeting, as with every INFAR meeting, is top-notch. Scientific program committee members were assisted by topic review co-chairs who did put in a lot of effort, as did all of the reviewers who are listed in the back of the program book. So some summary, we had 1,524 abstracts rated by 266 expert reviewers and 3 blinded reviewers per abstract. There were opportunities for discussion and sharing ideas, and it resulted in 1,409 presentations, panels, oral sessions, and posters, with presenters from over 40 countries, I believe 47 countries to be exact. The poster sessions, I really encourage you going to the poster sessions. Poster sessions at meetings are fantastic. They're a great opportunity to view great science and to exchange ideas, and those are around lunchtime and in the evening. We also have the keynote panels and oral sessions. With oral sessions, we were able to have an oral session or a panel on every topic area. So there's at least one oral session or panel for every topic of the 20 topic areas, and many of them actually have two oral sessions or panels represented. So finally, I want to end by saying I want to say that it's been a special pleasure for both Dr. Fallon and I to work with the INSAR team on organizing this meeting. Dr. Dawson, the board members, and all of the staff, with a special shout out to Jennifer Gentry and Joe Dymick, really terrific, as they like to say on the podium these days. Yep. As they like to say on the podium these days, it's tremendous. Really tremendous. But with that, I'm going to move to introducing Dr. Geraldine Dawson, president of INSAR.
Well, welcome, everyone. I hope you're as excited as I am. I just, the first day of INFAR, there's kind of nothing like it. And I think you said it very well, Stuart, that just the idea of people coming together from around the world to share ideas and to learn from each other, to tell about new findings, I think it's just fantastic, and I'm really, really excited. I do want to begin by thanking 3 people that I have provided the leadership for putting this meeting together, and that is Rebecca Landa, who is our meeting chair. Thank you, Becky, everything. This is a beautiful venue, and we feel so well taken care of, so thank you for that. And then Dr. Danny Fallon and Stuart Masofsky putting together this outstanding program, and it's just a lot of work. I've done it once, and I know how much work it is, and so we thank you for doing that, and it's all volunteer, so wonderful job. Now, INFAR would also not be possible if we didn't have sponsors. So I want to take a moment to acknowledge all of our sponsors. At the platinum level, we have Autism Speaks and the Simons Foundation. At the gold level, the Autism Science Foundation. At the silver level, the Hildebrand Foundation and the Nancy Lurie Marks Family Foundation, and also Roche. And then at the bronze level, the Escher Fund for Autism. So let's have a round of applause for our sponsors. Thank you. And then I also want to acknowledge the people behind the scenes. And I had a pleasure of working with them on other meetings and now as the president. And these folks put in a lot of time and effort to make sure that all of the logistics and the meeting rooms and are all, you know, top notch, and so that we can just focus on the science. And that includes Joe Dymick from Conference Direct. Jennifer, we've mentioned her key role from Association Resources, and she works with Kathy Hux, and then Josh Andrews from Confex, which supports a lot of the infrastructure around the abstract submission and all of that process. So thank you to those folks too. One of the wonderful privileges of being president of NSAR is working with a board. These are all volunteers, and I've just enjoyed this tremendously. So Frankie Happe, Jamie McPartland, Craig Neuschafer, Raphael Bernier, Kasia Chaworsky, and David Amaral. And so they have, we spent a lot of time together thinking about planning for NSAR and how to keep it vital and growing, and I just want to express my gratitude for these great colleagues and the work that they're doing on behalf of NSAR. And then I want to let you know with excitement about our new incoming board member. So Simon Baron-Cohen is our president-elect. And so he will be joining us this year and moving into the role of president as of next year. And so we're very excited to have him on board. I also want to acknowledge our committee chairs. And if you're not involved in any of these committees, you probably are unaware that there are large groups of people who are working throughout the year to make so many things happen. Everything from organizing, you know, travel awards to putting together the community luncheon to working on issues related to cultural diversity. We have a committee that runs all of the finances behind NSAR. We have a committee that focuses on increasing our membership. And then every time we have a nomination or election, that's another committee. We have a group that is focused on how do we communicate our message out to the public. Special interest groups every year, those are very popular activities, and there's a group that organizes those. I want to have a special shout out to our student and trainee committee. I kind of think of them as like the engine of NSAR because they've got so much energy, so many new ideas. They're always coming to the board with another new idea, and we can't say no because it's an amazing idea. And so we thank that committee. And then finally, this is a new committee of scientific standards that David Amaral is heading up. So I really appreciate all the efforts of the committee chairs. Now, one of our accomplishments of the past year that you've read about through email blasts is updating the NSAR strategic plan. And it's updating because five of the initiatives were ones that we have retained and expanded on, and then we added two initiatives. So we now have an updated strategic plan that you can read about on our website. And I want to thank the hundreds of you that responded to a survey that we sent out where we asked you about how NSAR was doing, what do you feel the priorities of NSAR should be, you know, looking forward, where are the areas that we need to emphasize and grow? So we took that input that we got from you very, very seriously. And if you go on the website and you read the strategic plan, we have summarized all of that survey data so you can get a temperature check on how everybody's feeling about not only how we're doing now, but where we should be moving in the future. So one of the things that we did in this process is to update the mission statement. The previous mission statement focused primarily on the gathering very high quality scientific knowledge and integrating that and communicating that
We wanted to also incorporate into our mission statement that, you know, the purpose of that exercise is to improve the lives of people with autism. Now, that was always implied in our mission statement, so now we're just making that much more explicit. But it also reflects a maturity in the science of autism research, because I think we're now at the point where we do have knowledge that is now ready for dissemination and implementation. And in fact, if you look at the program, you'll see a greater emphasis now on how do we get science out into the real world so that it can have real world impact. So here are very briefly our updated strategic initiatives. One is to increase the quality of research at the meeting and in the journal. We're always striving to keep raising that bar, to cultivate interdisciplinary and translational research. We're very keen to represent and serve a diverse and global community, and we have many different strategies in which we're carrying out that goal. Then to foster the next generation of autism research, to promote NSAR as the premier society for autism researchers. And one of the ways that we're doing this is to think about NSAR as a society that you can connect to and benefit from year-round. In the beginning, the focus was primarily on the meeting, which is still our centerpiece, and also the journal, which is another signature effort that NSAR supports. But we want to increasingly think about NSAR as a year-round organization that you can benefit. So things like the Summer Institute and other kind of information that you can get from the NSAR website and app. So I think you'll see more and more of that. The two new initiatives are to disseminate science-based knowledge to inform policy and practice, and in the upcoming months you'll start to see the rollout of some specific objectives that relate to that initiative. And then finally, to foster communication between autism and researchers and individuals affected by autism spectrum disorder. Now, we've also published our first annual report, and again, you can find this on our website. There are a few hard copies floating around, but this serves to really kind of capture what happened in a given year, and also serves as a historical document. We're using it for publicity. So this annual report, for example, provides information about the regional MFAR meeting in China, the Summer Institute, all of the awards that were given out in 2015. If you look at the annual report, you'll also see a snapshot about the journal. It's fascinating to see. It's a very high impact journal with a growing publication and growing citation level. And so you'll see those kind of statistics. And then for the first time, you'll be able to look at the finances that are behind NSAR. I wasn't aware of these before I became president, but we now have given you a detailed report on that, and then, of course, highlights of the 2015 MFAR meeting. I hope you're also taking advantage of our new NSAR mobile app, and I want to thank the committee that put a lot of work into getting that content onto the app. I know a number of people were wondering about why am I not seeing some of the abstracts and things. That was, I think, downloaded just recently, so you should be able to access those now. But, you know, we'll continue to refine that. We'd like your feedback. It's the very first, literally, you know, couple of days of having people use this. So I'm sure there'll be things to work out, and we'd love your feedback. But we're really excited to have this app. And again, it's part of making NSAR a year-round, organization that you can access literally at your fingertips. So I also want to, encourage you on Saturday at 12:30 in room 307 to come to the business meeting. And a lot of people do come to this meeting. It's a great way to learn more about all the committees and the different board members and what they're doing. So please come to that, bring your lunch, and participate. A couple of housekeeping reminders. Make sure that your phone is on silent. We're going to be having an amazing speaker here in a minute, and we don't want to interrupt her. And then also, I think I just took a picture, so this is not so good. But anyway, from now on, no photography, audio and video recording during the meeting. So with that, I am going to turn it over to Danny Fallon, who will be introducing our speaker this morning. Thank you.